And there's our plot. One line for each group. At the right height for 25-year-olds, at the right height for females. The next thing that we might want to do is allow our two quantitative variables to have curves. Maybe there's a quantitative relationship between age and performance, so we need age and age squared. Maybe there's a quantitative relationship between experience and performance, so we need experience and experience squared. Same process, only now we've got curves in there for experience and curves in there for age. And if we plug in an age of 25, we plug in an age squared of 25 squared. And this allows us to get a model with the curves in it. The slopes are going to be the same because we have no linear interaction term. The curves are going to be the same because we have no quadratic interaction term. But now we've got a plot of the model that includes these nonlinear terms for specifically who we care about, which is 25-year-old females. We can change who we care about. And we can plot this for any couple of variables. Yes? Because the previous model was a linear model. And so there was no quadratic terms at all. Just age and experience. Now we've got age and age squared, experience and experience squared, because we've allowed those quadratic terms in for our quantitative variable. All right.